This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And with us now is another candidate interview. Joining us now is Genevieve Howerton, who is running to defeat Democrat incumbent Mike Hoheisel in Wichita City Council District Number 3. She's a lifelong resident of District 3, a real estate agent and a young entrepreneur. Jenna, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So let me ask you this. I know this is the first your first foray into elected office. Why? That's usually my first question is, did you lose a bet? No, I mean, but seriously, why would you want to subject yourself to the perils that come with running for office?
Well, it wasn't to be a politician, that's for sure.
Careful, because you're sitting next to a politician in our Speaker of the House. So.
Honestly, it was for District 3 specifically, overall Wichita, obviously, but I grew up in District 3 since 2007, actually. So I've been raised there, see everything going on, and I really think that it needs some more attention and investment.
Well, I can certainly agree with that. I've got a buddy of mine, Steve Anthemides, who owns Athena Jewelry downtown, lives in District 3, and he's often complained about the fact that it's neglected, that nothing has changed for years, that just seems like it's neglected, even certainly over the last 4 years in particular. It just seems like every other areas of the city get the attention. Downtown,
for sure,
certainly northeast and the southeast part of Wichita, it's like forgotten over there. And in part, I think because their current representative doesn't do squat, or doesn't do squats as well. But I mean, it's, certainly it seems like it's just not getting the love.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. And I think our current representation is doing good, trying to represent downtown, but it's not District 3. And I think that's what he should be focused on.
I think you're right. I want to ask you about, there was an article in the Wichita Eagle came out this week about a forum this week. And again, keep in mind, as my mother used to say, consider the source. And it came from Dion Leffler, who, we're friends. And Dion was a decent reporter, but ever since he became an Eagle opinion editor, he's just gone far off the left edge. And he attacked you for not attending this forum. And I saw your post where you responded and explained that you had a schedule conflict. Why didn't you attend the forum that the Eagle put on? I wouldn't have attended it either, for that matter. But why didn't you attend? It wasn't because you didn't want to, from what I understand.
Yeah, obviously I try to connect with my voters, which is why I'm out on doors basically every day. But it was a scheduling conflict, which I did email them. So
yeah, and that's what I saw that you said that. Channel 3 reported that you had notified them, that you'd notified the other media that you had this conflict. Dion just went off on you as if you had a personal grudge. And look, I mean, again, I wouldn't have attended because you don't have a moderator who's a left-wing editorialist try and host a moderator, a forum But I just thought it was unfair. So just for the record, it was a, you had a personal conflict. It was a scheduling issue, and that's why you didn't make it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to give Dion any airtime, but I just wanted to give you the opportunity to respond.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let's talk about some of the issues. You know, the city's facing a budget shortfall. You've got one coming up next year. It grows every year exponentially. The biggest issue, I think, you know, you tell me if I'm wrong, but it seems my perception, and I've had the mayor on a couple times, that this is once again an issue of a spending problem, not a revenue problem. What, I mean, do you agree, or is this a, I mean, is this a, do they need to raise taxes again, or is this a spending issue?
I would definitely disagree with raising taxes again at this time. Talking to voters every day, I think their biggest issue that I hear a lot of is taxes, property taxes, everything. So I don't think that is an issue. I think we have a lot of money coming in, but we're not doing well at handling the money that we have, and it's just going everywhere.
Well, and yeah, I would agree. Certainly Mike Hoheisel hasn't seen a tax increase he doesn't like. And, you know, there have been some issues that I know – you know, particular issues, just like, for example,
$600,000 porta potties.
Yeah, well, they're perfect. Yes, that's a great example. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you're going to make that decision, if you're going to spend money in that area, but you know, I mean, like there are areas where I think they're misprioritizing. If you ask me,
you got a 2% art increase, which everyone loves the arts, so it's
sure.
Not that. It's just if we're facing a decrease in the money, supposedly, I don't see how we can up our art fund every single year. So,
and I agree with you. Even the Woj or Wichita Area Government Efficiency, they found, and the survey results bore that out.
And the surveys came from the whole Wichita area.
Right. So. Yes. Yeah. And you're absolutely right. If we were sitting on a budget surplus and they had extra money to burn, I still wouldn't agree with $600,000 porta potties. But if you had extra money to burn, then you can do art. But at a time when you're facing a budget shortfall, you're taxing people out of their homes in order to do porta potties and art. Maybe you should be spending that money on crime, on prevention, or homeless care, things like that. We're talking with Genevieve Howerton, who's a candidate for Wichita City Council District 3. Homelessness, from what I understand, is a major issue down in District 3 as well.
Oh, for sure. We have encampments everywhere. One has been named Narnia. So, a good name, but that one's actually, I don't like that one specifically because it's right next to a public park, and one that I used to go to all the time has bike path, walking path, a place where families should feel safe to bring their kids, and now there's, I don't even know how many tents are down there. And so, I feel like we have an ordinance in place, and we're not upkeeping that. And so now we're allowing people just to encamp almost anywhere, and it's causing a safety issue.
Well, we're not trying to be mean to folks, but at the same time, it's the mayor was right. I mean, we have to enforce the laws that are in place. We need to all the services are there as well. We just need to make sure that people are taking advantage of those services.
Yeah, we actually just ran into a guy that has to call the cops anytime someone parks on the other side of his street because there's people that come and meet with the homeless people, and they're always running in people's trash. And I don't feel like that should be an everyday problem for those people out there.
The one of the other issues that I know, you know, came up was property rights. This was an issue that came up in the forum. I did follow the article that Dion wrote about, you know, the issues. And again, I think this is probably an area that you may differ with your opponent. You know, the city of Wichita basically tried to take away, with the Crown Uptown, for example, they tried to take away a private property rights of a business owner. You know, I'm curious, is that something that you, when you've been out talking to folks, is that something that they find important, or is that, maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. I know it's important to me, but.
I think everyone is for upkeeping history and preserving it. But when it comes to something that I own, I don't feel like the government has any right to step in on that. So that's what I've heard a lot of.
Yeah. Well, and that, I guess that really is one of the main, where I have to kind of bring it back, is I know you've been out door knocking. I've seen your posts on social media. It seems like you're out, you and your folks are out almost every day.
Door I got knocking. A good crew.
It seems like that. What do you hear when you're out door knocking and talking to people, which is more frankly valuable than going to any forum put on by the Wichita Eagle? But when you're out talking to folks, what is it that, what are they telling you? What are the issues that District 3 residents are telling you are most important to them?
District 3 has been left behind, neglected. Crime rates are insane. Taxes, homelessness, those would be the biggest things. We have a few people. We got food deserts. The streets and drainage are kind of the big ones that you hear about.
Well, and on the food deserts, my guess is you're not a fan of Mondami and going for the government-funded grocery stores, probably.
No.
But there are ways. I mean, government. See, there's where government can't create incentives,
right.
Maybe, and tax abatements or things like that to help create a private sector solution. My guess is Hoheisel would probably support the Mondami solution. I noticed, well, you got one endorsement tonight, but I know that you've also been endorsed by Kansans for Life and Kansas Family Voice. If folks are interested, if they want more information about you, they can visit howertonforwichita.com, correct? And that's
yes.
F-O-R, not the number 4.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I know where you'll be tomorrow. You'll be out door knocking probably. But if folks have questions, they can reach you at howertonforwichita.com, correct?
Yep, sounds good.
Look at that. See, all Dion had to do was actually reach out to you. I got you on the first call. So, Jenna, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. Wish you the best of luck. And hopefully, you know, not too far away from the election. So
yeah.
Best of luck to you.
Well, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.